The Rush Hour Catch-Up for the Northeast Mitsubishi Rush In and Rush Out Sale. 447 Northeast Road, Hillcrest. Northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Happy Monday, Adelaide. Great to have your company. Me and the big black rhino, the Juice, have got you for the next 2 hours. We've got ducks, we've got jackals, we've got ex-kangaroos, we've got kiwis. We've got it all on this show today. And we've got a fat little button pusher as well by the name of Murph with Great Murph.
Yeah. Fat.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
Yeah, well, I just want to call it as I see it. No mirrors in the Murphy household. You are bulking up, Murph.
I thought you were a little tubby when I saw you walking before. Yeah. He's a little rotund.
Happy for a weigh-in.
Jeez, a couple of clips there.
Happy to strip down, Ja, as I introduce the big man who a lot are saying is getting an early start on being Fat Santa. G'day, big man.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here on a Monday. What a weekend. What a weekend we've had, Lulu.
I tell you what, I got a downside from the weekend. That's our boy, Erson Gullum, sidelined with a broken rib and associated works with the pneumothorax, which is a punctured lung in our language.
He got clipped, and that was a brutal game. You were there live down on the boundary line.
The Triple M seats. I tell you what, if they come up in the offing and you're listening and you want to see football played at its finest and be up and so close you can touch it, our sideline seats, outstanding.
No, that's a big loss because we've lost Reeves. Now we've lost the enforcer.
A big tough guy.
We don't play at Adelaide Oval anymore.
No, we don't.
That's another issue.
Righto, it is a massive show. Monday Duck Club. We launched it last week. Duck season. Are you throwing a couple of combos over there?
Nah.
A little bit of shadow boxing.
Yeah, I'm a bit uptight.
Oh, I know. I
think something's coming up very shortly.
I got a feeling there's a launch coming up, and it's not the party kind or a boat. All right, get ready, family. Duck Club today, Jackal today, Scott McLaughlin, winner of the Gold Coast 600 yesterday. Sammy Gibson, the brand new spanking crow. He's going to join us as well.
Gibbo.
But up next, are the Redbacks looking for a new nickname?
Oh, God. Well, that's your area, but I'm painting the bigger picture of South Australian sport, not just the Redbacks.
I'm feeling deja vu, family. I think the big guy's going to unload on our state's ability to win the silverware next. Did I call you fat or did I say fat fingers?
No, I think you said fat. No, it was just outright fat.
Oh. Well, you're not fat.
You've got to do your coach
training. You're a bit chubby.
Oh, what?
Yeah. No, you are fat. Mate.
It's the rush hour.
Come on from you.
On Triple M.
Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts and starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people, and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick. I help them work out their next steps for their growth and for their future.
The Mentor with Mark Burris. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Hey!
Thanks to Northeast Mitsubishi. Rush In and Rush Out Sale happening right now. It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Juice.
Yes, Louis.
You're ready to go again. I guess I know where this is sort of coming from. I think we failed to win the silverware recently with the Redbacks in the JLT series.
Yes, Louis.
And once again, off the back of maybe the lovely boys not getting the job done on the big stage, I sense an unease about you, about our ability to get the job done on the biggest stage of all.
Louis, I'm sick of it. I'm sick to death of being second. Miles will put me last. We have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful state, and we're a very proud sporting state. We've produced some champions in the eras gone by, Lulu. But at the end of the day, it's about premierships and it's about winning silverware.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're judged as a sporting organisation.
Mm-hmm.
We get there, we put our toe in the water and we go, oh, yep, we're there. And then we just crumble under pressure on the big stage.
So you're being a bit harsh.
Mentally and physically, we crumble. We can't win them.
AFLW, Crows Girls.
We tease. We're a teasing state.
One for one, the girls, the Crows Girls.
Yeah, tick,
yeah.
Tick.
Yeah.
Well done. But one in every seven opportunities, no.
Enemies,
it's a damning
world champion.
Stat. New South Wales, Western Australia, they keep winging them. Victoria keep. I'm talking about the big umbrella in terms of South Australian sport.
Yep.
Not the Redbacks have been there, and look, they're on the right path, don't get me wrong, but they don't know how to get the last job done.
Oh,
you can get there, but you've got to win it, Lou. You know that.
Yeah,
Travis Head played a disgraceful shot.
Mm.
The captain of the Redbacks.
Yeah.
Trav, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Well, I love Trav, but those type of shots there cost us a grand final.
Mm.
So, Lou, Adelaide United pass out some of the... Even though we won one, I know that.
Yeah.
But the opportunity's prior to that.
Late goal the other night. Shouldn't have conceded that.
There you're starting to delve into my world. Adelaide 36ers. 36ers passed out on the big stage in the best of game of three, Lou.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sick of it.
Ooh.
I'm tired of it. We deserve better because we put a lot of hard work into it.
I'm looking into it and I'm going with you, all right. So for the Redbacks, so the Crows I've labelled the lovely boys / lowballers, depending on what's going on.
I take offence to that, but I can't argue with it.
Well, I look at the Redbacks and I go, well, hang on a minute, have we got the wrong arachnid? Are we playing in the wrong area with the Redback?
No. We're the Redback spider.
I don't sense that sense of dread when you see one and when you sort of almost fold under the heat.
Fear.
I'm feeling more.
He's going to give the Redbacks a nickname.
I'm feeling more potentially, you know, the huntsman, maybe even the dandy long legs, perhaps. Maybe
dandy.
Yeah. The
long legs.
The dandies.
Not the dandies.
No, the dandies. You know
what's
what I mean?
Wrong with it? That Redback spider is the scariest spider on earth.
Exactly. But are you living up to that reputation?
No, we're not.
You know?
No, we're not. The Redbacks are not.
So perhaps the daddy long legs is too far removed because really, let's face it, that's the cool everybody's friend spider.
What are you going to call the Redbacks now?
Well, maybe with the huntsman. Go, come with me for a minute. I just did a bit of research on my little computer in front.
Oh, you're trying to change the bloody...
And we're talking about venom toxicity. The bite of a huntsman spider is of low risk. Non-toxic to humans.
You can't call us the huntsman.
Hey, hang on. They're a non-aggressive group of spiders / cricketers. However,
we did play like that.
It does. However, a large individual can give a painful bite. We've seen that happen.
Yeah.
Beware in summer. Oh, things are looking up for the huntsmans down there at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. It's only for the female huntsman spiders guarding her egg sacs and her young. No, it's got nothing to do with the boys. Yeah, so I think I'm going to run with the huntsmans.
Oh, don't. Why don't you give United a nickname?
United.
Yeah, what are you going to call the Reds?
You know what I've often said? Last time you brought this argument up, I suggested all stadiums be built with roofs.
Why is that?
So, when the pressure goes on, the oxygen mask can fall from the ceiling. Tell me I'm wrong.
It's good. I can't fault you on that.
Gas! You gassed it again.
We gassed it.
What am I saying?
I'm tired of being second.
I'm as good as South Australia now. We're gassing it. Honestly. Do something about it.
I'm trying to get it out there.
Thanks to Northeast Mitsubishi.
When are the Huntsmen's playing their next game?
The rush in and rush out sale.
This week.
It's Jars and Louis.
Daddy Longlegs.
Triple M. Brand new Adelaide Crows, Sam Gibson, joining the guys very soon. The Rush Out, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Northeast Mitsubishi, the Rush In, Rush Out sale.
Spend more time putting pads on than you do at the crease.
He's got him first ball.
It's time to face the music.
LBW first ball.
On the Rush Hour, it's time.
He cannot do anything right with the bat.
For Duck Club.
Five ducks in a row.
Going up a notch.
Brilliant.
Going
well
up
done,
a notch.
Sammy.
Because summer 17, 18, we are now right in the midst of it, and we're asking for calls. For those who don't know the segment, idea is you dob someone in. Normally those who get naught want to run and hide. Mm. And a week's a long time in footy. It's even a longer time in cricket.
Because
there is the individual component, isn't there, Jar?
Absolutely.
It's a bit of me. What we encourage you to do is name and shame.
Mm.
Get them out of that rut. And in particular, if you own the kahunas, call yourself up and purge.
Like it.
And I'll tell you what, the cricketing gods will take care of you from
will.
There.
They'll
all
look after
right.
You, Luke.
Right. We've got some early calls here today, Jars. Really looking forward to the summer of 17,
yes.
18 with Duck Club.
Absolutely. Jimmy of Paracas on the phone. G'day, Jimmy. Welcome.
G'day, Juice. How are you, mate?
Righto, Jim. Did you get the big naught yourself? And if so, how?
Oh, well, just wanted to get off early, prepare myself for the Caulfield Cup. So yep. I was out four of a day. And not very good.
Was it a good one?
No good, but
all right.
So I believe Jars' nephew at 100, so at least there's one good cricketer out of that family.
That's all, because, of course, Fudd, the great DJ, owes us a phone call from last week.
He took 3 for 2 on the Saturday.
I don't care. This is not how many four.
Yeah. Now, Jimmy, will you go down the order where you should be instead of trying to be an opener and tell everyone that you're an opener at the Paraka Cricket Club?
I hope so.
Jimmy, is it fair to say that a few of the boys have got the pee hearts at Paraka, obviously not wanting to open up?
No, I was pretty keen to open up.
All right.
Didn't go to plan, so. Right,
fourth ball.
Did you back a winner in the cup, or was that a waste of time as well?
No chance, mate. No chance.
All right, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Well done. You've purged. Troy of the Gazer Cricket Club. G'day, Troy.
Yeah, hello, mate. How are you?
Good, Troy.
Troy, boy, did you get naught?
Yes, I did, mate.
Oh, yeah. How did you get naught?
The ball didn't bounce, mate. I reckon the ball went underneath the bat, mate.
Just want to remind everyone, when you're coming on to purge, you have to accept some kind of blame.
You can't blame the wicket.
You can't. You just say, Troy, let's try this again.
Ball kept low.
I got a low one. I got a bit of a grubber. Yeah. I was a bit stiff.
I was a bit stiff. a bit of a grubber.
How many balls?
Only faced 3 balls, mate. Yeah, per ball dot. Yeah.
Well done. You've purged to the
Very nicely
club.
Done.
Former Adelaide Crows Premiership player and a beautiful young
Thanks,
man.
Troy
Bond also made a duck for the Gazer Cricket Club. All right. Jeez. So, Troy Bond, if you're out there, you ring Papa.
You owe us.
You purge.
You owe us. Can I just go? We're getting some great stuff coming through with our social media. It's right across Instagram, Facebook, and everything else today. The name is Shane Graham. Dave Bevan. Jamie Sibbick of the Brahma Lodge Cricket Club. Got a duck on Saturday from quite possibly the worst ball I have ever seen. No. Quack, quack, Sibs.
Sibs.
Jamie Sibbick.
Jamie.
If you know him, text him, call him, shoot him out. Tell him to give us a buzz. 133-53 Duck Club. We're up and about for the summer of 17-18.
What about Casey Grokey?
Just having a look at that case. Oh, yeah. Jeez. Chris Davis. He got a duck this week. And like everyone says, ducks always taste better golden. Chris Davies, I tell you what, the time is a-ticking. Duck Club back next hour. You can get us anytime. There's going to be, and how's this for an initiative in the summer of 17-18?
Go, Luke.
We're going to get an open line up and going very shortly. So, once you finish the day's play, or in particular, when you get out, we want to capture that raw emotion, that moment where you really don't want to talk to anyone but us.
No.
So you can just dial it up. You know, when you go there, when you finally get that second pat off, it won't quite get off.
And no one goes
Toss
near
the
you.
Box and do a few bits and pieces. No one goes near you. You can just jump on, give us a buzz, leave the message of how you got out and how you're feeling, or in particular, when the bales get tipped at the end of the day's play and you're sitting around having a couple of quiet froths and you're feeling a little better about yourself, you can either dob them in, give us a call, or you can dob yourself
in. This is good, Luke.
This is where this is next level. Next level stuff because, as we said, no one needs to sit and live with a duck by themselves. No. We're here to help, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't, like Fudd last week, I mean, don't carry it all week around with you. It will affect your relationships. It affects the people you work with.
Oh, Kerry.
How can we help if you won't let us?
Yeah.
And
that's what we're all about.
That's what we're all about with Duck Club.
The Rush Hour catch-up for the Northeast Mitsubishi Rush In and Rush Out sale. 447 Northeast Road, Hillcrest. northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
They call him the Jackal.
They don't know who he is. CIA can't track him.
He knows all your moves back to front.
No!
The Jackal.
Received a text today, said, give me some space on air. The Jackal said, via my conduit. That is the juice over here. For those who don't know the Jackal, he's a man who gets the job done. And for those, especially in the public eye, he's, I suppose they're his main course. That's what he dines out on. He's an assassin to high elite level of works. And he said today he wants in, and he says, give Jars a segment today because I've got some new targets.
Back on the grid. Good, Lulu, as you
Good
know.
Good to hear.
All right. And when I finish off, I think you've got a member of...
it's just a little one. I just want to know.
An individual that we did, who, you know, we subcontracted out.
Well, what I'm trying to find out, again, very aloof, the Jackal, hard to get in touch with. You got to leave little things, just stop signs. Yeah, he leaves signs. He phones me up. He says, walk 10 paces, turn right, 100 metres, bend down, pick
blindfold
down.
Blindfold and all that.
You know, a couple of things I need to find out ever so quickly. Number one, does he do cashies, little jobs on the side? You know, if you're really not sort of struggling, or you don't have the budgets, but you need something either clipped or done, does he do that?
Yeah.
And does he give retrospective credits to someone I've been able to get on my own?
Well, yes, he does. Good. But in terms of the cashies, no.
Really? Mm. Oh, I'll wait till I throw it up to him at least.
Right. Three files that came across our desk, which were signed off on the 23rd of October, 2018.
You never told the great story of how you and the Jackal hooked up together.
Mm. One day I will. Oh, cool. One day, around a couple of cans. 4:30. For 4:31 p.m., these three individuals will no longer exist.
Well,
in terms of their...
They're on the watch list, ready to go.
John Eloisi from the Brisbane Roar. Oh.
The Jackal.
Yep. Okay, not getting the job done. They're a top three side. Mm-hmm. They're bottom, 0 points as we speak in the A-League competition. John Eloisi.
Jackal. Okay. He's fearless, the Jackal, with the Eloisi connections in town.
Let's go to Sydney. Let's go to Sydney.
And the history of Ross.
let's go to Sydney.
Sydney.
Andrew Gaze.
The Jackal.
Australia's beloved.
Massive, massive franchise, the Sydney Kings.
Mm-hmm.
They're a rabble. Mm. They're sitting bottom.
Mm. He appeared too happy for a 20-point shellacking the other night.
So Andrew Gaze, and a good friend of ours,
friend
but
of the show.
The Jackal doesn't have friends.
No, it's business. Right.
And the third one,
yep,
Jurgen Klopp from the Liverpool Football Club.
International.
The Jackal.
Okay, horror start to the EPL.
Mm.
Worst defence in the competition.
Yep.
And they were destroyed by a side called Tottenham Hotspurs, 4-1, Lou, over the weekend.
Go you, Spurs.
Klopp is in big trouble. And we are global.
Yeah.
All right, so they're the three individuals that have been signed off.
Wow.
And now it's only a matter of time. So
well played, Jackal. Okay. Good to see him that you guys have still been able to keep that relationship going because it brings a lot of pressure with
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Did the Jackal hear of me finally getting Marcus Ashcroft out of the Gold Coast Suns?
Came across our meeting the other night.
Yeah. Did he just give it a bit of a
knowing
nod?
You will get some sort of reward, but congratulations on that.
He's okay, gone. Now, just quickly before we end the segment, the reason I asked at the top whether the Jackal does cash is on the side.
Have you got someone?
Yeah, I've got someone in mind. And I don't need a permanent cease and desist, but I just want a good clip and a reminder of the responsibility of the role this bloke's got. Mm. That's our Premier Jay Weatherall. For those who don't know... He just spent out $2,500 of taxpayer money to attend the AFL Grand Final.
We call that a junket.
Yeah, the junket. I don't know what the Jackal
taxpayers
calls it.
Taxpayers' money, I'm led to believe,
Absolutely.
Luke.
Absolutely. They're saying that. And so I have a couple of questions. So flights were $1,300, Virgin and Qantas.
Yeah, and that'd be front of the plane.
Hotel room, $550.
Yeah, of course it is.
Limousine charge, $695.
Was there two of them?
So, there was more than two because he had it for the entire day. So, what he did, he got one from Tullamarine to the Melbourne Cricket Ground to attend the AFL Grand Final Chairman's Luncheon. And then he was later transported to the MCG, from the MCG to his hotel, which is a 15-minute walk or a 5-minute drive away by the limousine. They charged him $700, $695 and some change.
Well,
so, the questions that arise from me from being an amateur sleuth right here. Number one, what is a Power fan doing going to a Crows Grand Final on taxpayer money?
Yeah, exactly right.
So, I don't know how busy he is, the Jackal that is, but could he or one of his, subservients or whatever they are these days, whatever he calls them, his outpost, just give our Premier just a subtle little reminder.
The Jackal.
That because is a fair income warning.
I mean, honestly, have we not learnt from Bronwyn Bishop? Jackal got her.
Yeah, got her. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, don't even worry about
Kevin Rudd.
The rug. Okay.
Got him.
Kevin 07.
Got him.
Finished him off.
Jilly.
Yep.
So don't mess around. Jay's in the gun. Definitely in the gun.
He doesn't mind the political circles.
But can we address him starting next year?
Oh, yeah.
Because we've got a big year next year, the Jackal and the team, because we've got the elections on.
If I was the Jackal, I'd get to Xenophon.
Oh.
But in a right way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'd hire him. No, everybody's talking about what Adelaide did in the trade period with Bryce Gibbs, but they also picked themselves up a very nice, handy footballer who was, he should be in our stiff or soft segment, the way Kangaroos flicked him. I'm talking about Sammy Gibson. Sammy, welcome to the Rush Hour, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
And congratulations, too, because I would assume that it was a shock to be told that your services were no longer required when you finished Eagles 6th in the BNF and have played 130 straight to actually then be lucky enough to get yourself picked up and continue your career over here.
Yeah, yeah, it was nice. It was probably not as much of a shock as people might have thought, given that, I mean, we're sort of always having those conversations with management and list management and stuff like that. So we sort of knew, I guess, you could sort of see the direction they were going. So it wasn't all that much of a shock. But to be unemployed for only 8 or 9 days in between was that was nice. It was nice for my peace of mind that something happened quickly and I get an opportunity to keep playing footy.
Mate, how did all this come about that you're going to be wearing a Crows jumper next year, young Sammy? Was it a couple of phone calls from Justin Reid or our club captain Tex did say on Saturday that you're the type of player he'd like to see in our group next year?
Well, it all happened really quickly. I was on holidays and I got a call from Don Pike on maybe the Tuesday night before the sort of Thursday deadline of trades, and I guess met with their list management the following day, and it all happened really, really quickly. So within the space of about 36 hours, I'd gone from having no conversations with anyone associated with the club to being offered a contract and sort of been told to pack my bags and head over. So it all happened really quick.
Oh, well done.
Gibbo, you did a great job on slowing you down in Tassie earlier in the year. Is there anything you need to apologise for when you get over him?
Yeah.
No, he's actually already sent me a text, and I've sort of already apologised. But he seems like a ripper. He seems like the sort of guy who takes it all in his stride. And it was lucky that we probably didn't say much to each other on that day. So there's nothing I really have to apologise for. So
that's nice.
So, yeah, that's all good.
Well played. All right. As we like to do on this show, mate, I work with one of the greats of the football club. He's a South Australian icon, and I just want a quick test for you, Gibbo, before you cross over and you're coming over in November, and the family will follow in January. But just a quick pop quiz. Out of these three players, who is the most famous number two that the Crows have ever had? Wayne Carey?
Yeah.
Bob Moran? Or Andrew Jarman?
Oh, I'd have to say the last one, Andrew Jarman.
Good on you, Gibbo. I'll meet you at the airport.
I'll be new to South Australia and I think I'll meet all the mates I can get.
Well, Gibbo, I'll tell you what, you might be 30, 31, but he runs a little thing called the Andrew Jarman Top Gun Academy, which has some pretty handy blokes in it. Source Jacobs,
Brad Crouch,
Matt Crouch, and Hampton. Anyone else he likes along the way. Maybe you could be his over 30 rule.
I'm looking for someone.
Oh, I certainly hope so. I've got the body of a 26, 27-year-old, if that helps.
Nice. Hey, Gibbo, what kind of role will you play next year? Has Pikey given you an indication of what you could be doing within the side?
Oh, I think it's similar to the one I've been playing for the last sort of half a dozen years. He's predominantly a hard-running midfielder, who, I guess, with a bit of flexibility to play up sort of at half-back or half-forward. But I think the Crows' game plan is probably built around really hard running and repeat efforts and that stuff that I guess I've built my game around. So hopefully if things pan out and I put in a decent preseason, there's a spot for me sort of playing a similar role.
Nice. Gibbo, is there any unique nicknames we need to be aware of? Obviously, Gibbo is pretty basic. Is there anything else the boys have been running with?
I had the nickname Smokey once, which came out of nowhere. Again, Gibbo's boring, but that's sort of that's pretty normal for me, and that's what I get called most of the time. I'm a pretty straightforward bloke, so sorry guys.
Don't apologise, mate.
Well, you should, because that's just got nothing. Smokey. Leave it with Jars. He's very good at nicknames.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Gibbo, he's very good.
All right, Gibbo. Good to chat, mate.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, mate. Really appreciate it.
All the best.
Cannot wait to see you in action next year. And all the best with the move over. And hopefully we'll touch base again soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, thank you, guys.
Here is Sammy Gibson, who is the newest member of the Adelaide Crows.
Smokey.
It's the rush hour. Charles and
we're going to work on that. Yeah, we can't have that.
We're doing it thanks to Northeast Mitsubishi. Rush in and rush out sale at Triple M. It's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M, Jars and Louis. We're doing it thanks to Northeast Mitsubishi. Northeast Road, of course, you can't miss it, right opposite, right across the road from Bunnings. Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Scotty McLaughlin coming up, who was a big winner in the Supercars yesterday on the Gold Coast. Now up to third on the championship ladder. Unbelievably, Jamie Wincup back on top.
Hardly heard of Jamie.
Very sneaky.
And Fabian Coulthard sitting second.
Which is Scotty's teammate.
Very good.
Chat to Scotty and talk about how the hell can you run out of petrol when you're doing your victory donut?
The old donut.
And you've got to push it back into the sheds. Duck Club 2 to return after 5 as well. Big guy, what are you doing with yourself now that summer is almost here? Earthing, no cricket.
No.
Flirted with the ideas of a little bit of the bias, lawn bowls.
Yes, I have.
Where are we at? Where are we at with this with your summertime activity? Because is you know 45, you know, and you know you're old.
Yeah, look, my fast twitch I've dropped off, and look, I need to sit down with my team this week to have a strategy for the next 4 or 5 months coming in the summer.
Because the only reason I asked, there's been a few cheap shots along the way from home. Maz, subtle ones. Played,
just subtle ones, yeah.
Played you off a break, or as I like to call her now, Geppetto, the puppet master. I just want to know where you're at, because what will happen in a minute, and you know the old great saying, summer bodies are made in spring.
Adapted.
Yeah, slightly. Murph, I'm trying to pump him up, not bring him down. Oh. I think we need to, sooner rather than later, get it together. Mm. Like, as I said at the top of the show, I really am impressed the way you've embraced the Fat Santa role.
That bad, is it?
You were going so good
not so long ago.
Yeah. And if Murph's throwing around fat gags in here, we both know we're in trouble.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what I mean?
I'll have a date when I'll commit to the family.
Are we going to have a launch party?
We may. Yeah. We may, but...
Are we going out in style?
No, I've got some very important meetings coming up with some real key people about just getting back to some sort of eliteness.
Well, look, this is what I don't want. I don't want the bull at a gate approach again.
No.
Which blew the calf out, which just put us on a spiral.
You're right, and that's there's history there.
There's almost Ophelia. Yeah. It was Cyclone Ophelia, the Hurricane Ophelia, whatever it was.
This could be a 12-week program.
No, mate, I'm talking long term.
Oh.
12 months.
12 months.
Yeah, just a slow build. Okay. So all of a sudden, you can relaunch, I would have thought, playing maybe cricket in the summer of 18-19, potentially maybe, gun for hire type number.
I was asked on the weekend, you know, why aren't you playing cricket?
And, you know. I mean, the station's got a lot of stuff sitting around right now, ready to go.
But they have they?
It's reliant.
Oh, I didn't know.
On a fit black rhino. Okay.
What? Yeah, I'm not ready yet.
No, we know that.
Come on.
Tell you what, What are we ready for? The quiz.
Yes. We went off Friday.
Oh, did it go off?
$1,000.
Yeah. How many auto musters on the week?
Six.
1-333-53 is our number. If you want to play the quiz with no name, thanks to auto musters, the chance to win $1,000. Call us now. Big second out still to come, family. Great to have your company. Duck Club coming up around 5:30. If you made naught on the weekend or know someone who did, name and shame.
Yeah, we've had a couple ring up just before 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Jimmy Mapstone from the Paraka Cricket Club made a duck.
Yeah, word got around too. We had a quick call from Jamie Sibbick after his good mate Dave Bevan dobbed him in from the Brahma Lodge Cricket Club. Mm. Quite possibly the worst ball he's ever seen, Dave said of Jamie's duck. Can't wait to talk to him. Going to talk to Scott McLaughlin too of the Shell V-Power Racing Team, of course. Picked up maximum points on the weekend on the Gold Coast. Now third on the table as we get to the pointy end with two races to go in the Supercars juice. Tell you what, the AFL, that isn't an enticing leak that has got out about the fixture. Listen, I don't know about you, but I am beside myself.
Who's playing again?
That the Suns will be taking on North Melbourne in Cairns, and that's the first one of the fixture we've been able to get a snivel of for the 2018
season.
That's
the two bottom sides for 2018. They're basically playing for the wooden spoon, round one.
That is not a leak.
Who gives us?
That is embarrassing, yeah, is it not? What do we want to know that those two are going to be playing up in Cairns? Because hold the phone right now, Murph, because I'm going to book my flights.
I need two tickets.
Can I get 20 tickets? Because I want to take all my mates
honestly,
with me.
Honestly, Lou, the AFL
can
think
we get a
stupid.
Fishing charter or something or good a package man. At least while we're up there?
Who cares?
All right, let's get deadly serious.
Come on, mate.
Let's lock in. Lock and loaded, Jackal. Let's go. This thing went off on Friday in a massive, massive way. It's time to play.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Who's playing today, big man?
We're going to go to Golden Grove and say hello to Matt. G'day, Matty. Welcome on a Monday.
How you going?
Good.
Very well.
Good,
thank you, Matty boy. Natural reaction is, I haven't cast an eye over too many of the questions, but there seems to be some kind of kickback / foldback after it goes off. All right. So just have your wits about you, my good man, Matty. Matty, you play cricket or anything in the summer?
I used to back when I was quite young, but it didn't go too well.
Okay, ooh, you got a duck club story at all?
It's more of a how many runs did I make story, and that is I made one run over 4 years, which is not good.
Oh, Maddie.
Tell you what, you could be. Purge, are we Maddie. Looking for ambassadors?
For one run club? over 4 years
wow.
of cricket.
Wow. Tell you what, that's dedication to the craft.
That was just primary school days when you didn't get dropped from the team. So yeah, okay. I was a walk-up start and didn't make any runs.
Yeah, the rules fell off after that.
Still, must have been a tough decision to call it quits.
Yeah, put the big burn the coffin.
10 questions, 60 seconds plus the Automasters lifeline. All right, that's in your back pocket. All right, you're good to go.
Yep, no worries.
Hand you over to the golden tonsils.
Okay, Matty, what's the name of Tyson Edwards' son who may be picked up by the Crows in the draft?
Jackson.
Has Motlop ever played for Port Adelaide before?
Yes.
Okay, which state won the JLT one-day cricket final on the weekend?
Western Australia.
How many points did the 36ers beat the Kings by on the weekend?
30.
Okay, what sport is Mark Marquez a world champion in?
Marquez.
Literally.
MotoGP.
How many goals did Adelaide United kick on Friday night?
2.
Which state are the Australian Short Course Swimming Championships happening this weekend, Matty?
Automasters.
Who won the US Formula One Grand Prix last night?
Pass.
Okay. What is Jason Cripps' official title at Port Adelaide?
List manager.
Which country won the Bledisloe Cup?
The All Blacks, New Zealand.
And who won the US Formula One Grand Prix last night?
Lewis Hamilton.
How long ago, Sean?
Yeah. What, my career or?
Just queue up in excess time on my side. Matt from Golden.
Check.
Yeah. Matt from Golden Grove. Let's just sit tight and go through it and work through it and watch Mer's face.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
How you feeling, Matty?
Hello.
Maddie.
10.
Hey! So big, Shorty. Another $1,000.
Matt from Golden Grove, you
brilliant,
won $1,000.
Yes, you beauty.
Oh, outstanding.
Beautiful.
That is one of the more clinical quizzes we've been a part of.
That's amazing.
Oh, well brilliant. Played, Maddie. Great work. $1,000 coming your way thanks to Automasters.
Thank you very much.
Celebrate, Matty! Celebrate, my boy!
Tell you what.
I will.
Got a message for Murph?
Got a message? Well,
yeah, he does the questions.
I've got some money coming my way, so thanks for that.
We need a new panel operator, Lou.
I was going to say.
This big flog's gone.
Matty, do you reckon Murph should go on to Seek?
Yeah. No, he does a good job, doesn't he?
$1,000.
Oh, yeah, there he does. Go. No, well played. Matty, well done to you. For us, we're just going to go and pick ourselves up off the floor.
No, I love it.
I love it too.
I love it.
Maddie's got $1,000. It'll be back again tomorrow. Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, I reckon it might be a little bit stiffened up.
Nah, let's give away another $1,000, Lou.
Hey, let's talk supercars next. Stay up on a high.
I'm going to go and see the
Scott bottom. McLaughlin's coming up next. Winner of the Gold Coast 600 in big style. All right, Shell V Power Racing.
Have you had your brakes checked recently?
Have you had your heart checked?
Oh, God. Two in a row.
Back to back.
Oh, man. Call 1-300 Automasters. They cough up the money on a regular basis.
Yeah.
The Triple M. Thanks to Northeast Mitsubishi, family owned and operated for 30 years now. It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Pay packet could be a bit light on next month, Murphett. If
jeez.
Back-to-back quizzes. You know what we should do in true Triple M style tomorrow? Mm, we should double down.
$2,000 Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh,
we should. We should.
No, let's do it.
We should do it.
$2,000 Tuesday.
You've got the plums.
Yeah.
I got the plums.
I'll go and see the boss.
Murphs are up around his chest at the moment somewhere.
Brilliant. We're here to give away money,
we should
Luke,
double
for
down.
The family.
It's great. Right. It's great that we can help. And
$2,000 Tuesday
it's
is.
It's not like we're gifting it. You've got to earn it.
You've got to earn it.
So this is policy on the run.
It is. And that's how we like to fly here at the Rush Hour. All right.
Port Adelaide, Lou.
Port Adelaide, making good news across the board at the moment, but good news for another reason as well. Young Aidan Johnson, who showed glimpses this year that he could be a real talent, got sensational speed, has just signed a 2-year deal to stay out at Port Adelaide. That is well done. Mike Sheen, the godfather of footy, was talking about Port Adelaide on Melbourne Radio this morning. And after the trades that have gone through, Rockcliffe, Motlop, Watts, he really likes them in 2018.
Port Power is flag favourite.
They have got four accomplished footballers stepping straight into that team.
Tell us who they are again.
Motlop,
accomplished but nearly got dropped and did get dropped.
He was Geelong's best player
keep
in the finals. Jack Watts.
Dropped through twice at Melbourne.
That's
couldn't
okay.
Make the finals.
Keep
going. I'm just telling you.
Rockcliffe's
good
a
player.
Star.
Yeah,
right?
Good player. Yep.
He's just a funny looking star, but he's a star.
Yep.
And then, of course, Lindsay Thomas, who will do a medical later this week and will be part of the delisted free agents.
So, and Lindsay. Port will pick him up.
Yeah, he looked like they're going to pick him up.
Lindsay Thomas.
Yeah, so a bit of a goal sneak. Mike likes to think he might bag a few goals as well.
Lindsay Thomas isn't in their best team.
Don't include him.
No,
that's where
sure
your
he
argument
can be the fourth. I'll bet you now, Gary, yes. on air, that what? Lindsay Thomas kicks 30 goals in 2018.
He's a poor kick in front of goal, Lindsay Thomas.
Oh, he's had his moments.
Oh, had his moments.
Yeah, he had yips and then he got it fixed. I tell you what will
be
coming
nice
to town is that he's the 10-metre platform.
Diving.
Is new, I'm trying to work out what his new nickname, whether it's Matthew Mitchum.
Yeah.
Or is it, who was the
who's
guy?
The little Chinese lass?
We've had
she
a
was
few
a good
along
diver.
The way. There was a couple of other, the British guy, Tom.
Greg Louganis.
Greg Louganis.
Oh,
we
could
go with. There's a lot of names we can give him. And I'll tell you what, Kane Corns will be happy because we'll get Kane off the video for staging.
he's the number one ticket.
I know we've joked along the way here and we've been impressed with what they've got, but has Mike got any merit to his argument there about flag favourites?
Oh, look, if they're all fit and they all gel and they get momentum, Lou, I think they're a top four side, no question. Yeah. Yeah. No question. But are they a flag favourite? No.
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 You don't think?
Not yet, Lou. Right. Not yet.
Yeah.
You agree?
No, I like it. Absolutely.
And look, Lindsay Thomas will be a very good depth player. And then that may free up. And if he's in good nick, Lindsay Thomas, mentally and physically, we know he's a clever player. That could free up Robbie Gray to play a bit more around the ball with some class.
His best footy is very good footy.
Lindsay Thomas, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
When he's in there. Yep, the thing for him is, and the big summer will be, it's the effort when you don't have the ball.
Mm.
That is the
spot
big one
on,
from
mate.
Ken and Co's
spot
point of view.
On.
Lordy Tukey? Is it Lordy Tukey, the Australian girl? I'm trying to think of Madonna.
No, I don't.
Greg Louganis, I do like. Matthew Mitchum, I do like. I think we might need to work on that one.
Find one for Tomo. See, that's not bad. Not bad, Lou.
Good setup. All right.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Where's
Cripper?
Where's Scotty McLaughlin? I thought we were going to chat to him.
Yeah, well, mate, if you've watched, look at the board.
Yeah, well, I don't normally look at the board, Lou.
Jason Cripps was the other one. Cripps has done.
Oh, that's right. What are you hearing?
List manager would have heard in the quiz.
Yeah.
Cripper did a great job, obviously, as a part of
very
it.
Very good operator, Cripper.
But St Kilda have just lost their list manager who has been appointed the CEO of the Western Bulldogs Football Club. There is talk, and I'm not trying to stress anyone out from a Port Adelaide perspective, that Cripper might be in the line of sight of the Saints because it's his former footy club and they now need a list manager. And given the period he's just had, he would be mad not to take a close look because he spends most of his time
in Melbourne
doing his job and doing it very, very well. So
a lot of poaching from club to club in terms
they
of...
They do it a lot, don't they? They do it a lot because the moment somebody does something better than you, they go, we better go and
get him.
Get
this bloke.
Or it's the IP.
IP.
I'm stealing his IP. Yeah. I'm taking that IP from over
so,
there.
So, Cripsy.
And you being the Black Rhino would know all about poaching.
Yeah, absolutely.
Almost in danger.
So, can you just say Justin Cripps?
Jason.
Jason Cripps has been sniffed out by St Kilda.
No, they're a report.
You can quote me on that.
I didn't say it. So, look at you two just trying to work an angle, almost stalling and wasting people's time to try and get me. If you're going to try and sting me, get the guy's name right, the status.
It's true. Sorry. Sorry, Jason.
Cripper. All right. And no, there are reports that St Kilda might be into him. And I'm not dropping statements like you can quote me on that. And saying,
you can quote me on that.
Am I? What I do like is it finally
what's that, champ?
You've attempted some kind of humour on
no,
the show.
Yeah, that's not my role.
Oh no, you're a lightning rod. You just drop thunder from the sky.
Thanks to Northeast Mitsubishi. The Russian The Rush in and Rush Out.
Radio School Murph.
It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at Triple M.
Righto, Jazz. The action was on the Gold Coast for the supercars, and one man came out in front. His name's Scott McLaughlin. Mm. He drives the Shell V-Power Racing Team, DJR Team Penske. He was first past the post. Scotty, welcome to the Rush Hour, and congratulations on a ripping drive.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Awesome. Yeah, it was amazing, obviously, to get the win, and
it's something special for the team. You know, we've worked very hard this year, and to win a race like that with good fuel mileage and strategy was, you know, ideal.
Get to the fun part in a moment, pushing the car back to the pits. Still in the hunt for the title, which is great. Third now on the championship ladder. Started from 13th on the grid and had a ballsy pit strategy that got you over the line, mate. Tell us about it.
Yeah, look, you know, at the end of the day, I owe a lot of it to my co-driver, Alex Kramer. He drove a fantastic first stint for me, and he really jumped us up to about fifth place. And then basically from that point on, I didn't pass a single car. It was all fuel strategy. It was all,
don't tell anyone that.
No, I know. So it's just, I'm being honest, but a lot of it was, you know, just down to the boys, the fuel strategy and stuff, and saving a bit of juice here and there and looking after things. And, you know, glad it sort of came back to us in the end.
Scotty, you're 24-year-old from New Zealand. You got the baby face assassin, far as I'm concerned. You're brutal. And obviously you took the car to the limit yesterday, last night in that great race. So what are your chances in the next two races? What's the mindset of the team at the moment?
Oh, mate, we're going to just have to win races. I think it's as obvious as it sounds. It's, you know, it's all guns blazing. At the end of the day, it's so close. It's basically reset for everyone now. It's just got to get after it. And, you know, I'm comfortable in the car. I'm comfortable with, you know, how things are looking in the next two races. It's a couple of tracks, you know, obviously haven't been to Newcastle before, but it's a street track, love street tracks. And then you've got Pukekohe, which is a home race for me back in New Zealand. So, for me, it's pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Scotty, Coulthard, I know he's your teammate, mate, but he's your enemy at the moment. Would be suggesting there's probably a contractual bonus somewhere floating around here in the middle of all this, mate. So important that you get hold of Fabian at some point and say, mate, just drop back down the gear because I'm coming past.
Put him in the wall.
Hey, no. Well, look, we're working well together. You know?
Yes.
Like, it's been fantastic and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, look, we want to beat each other as much as you know, we want to beat everyone else. At the end of the day, you know, we're teammates and our objective is to beat each other. But the main thing is to get the championship for the squad, and, you know, whoever comes off at the end will favour the best.
Mate, you've been real quick all year. I want to get to this little celebration, the donuts. Now, the saving the petrol tickets you mentioned earlier, you did just enough to get the job done, but then ran out of juice when you were trying to do your burnout, so you had to push it back to the pits.
Oh, dear, oh dear.
Yeah, that was a bit of a balls up. Yeah, I got told that we had enough fuel for a little burnout, and then I went over the mark a little bit there, so I thought I'd better bring it back to the pits.
What did the boss say about that?
No, he's all right. He's, at the end of the day, if you're pushing in the victory lane, I guess that's when you can get away with it.
I loved you a little bit before. I just remember cars back in the early 80s where they had the taco where it was to drive in the economy side of things versus the all-out power. Now, you just said you were saving a bit of gas. How do we save gas when we're racing, mate, when you're supposed to be on flat knacker? How is that a trick?
Look, there's many things you can do, like rolling out before the corner, about 50 metres before, you know, just trying to minimise how much you've got full throttle on. I know it sounds, you know, like to keep the speed up and stuff, it's taken me probably 2 or 3 years to really get used to it and how to do it. But, yeah, I feel like with this car, you know, it's very good to drive, very nice to drive into the corner, so it enables you to save more fuel. So, I feel I'm lucky in that regard.
You sound a little bit ginger, mate. Were you the last one to leave celebrations last night, Scotty boy?
Yeah, there's a few Catamaran teas rolling around last night.
Yeah.
So, look, with the boys, had a big sit down around a couple of tables and had a bit of fun. Yeah, it was good.
Got to celebrate your wins.
Well done.
You're a bit like us, too. You go down an octave or five when you've had a few.
Look, it was good fun.
Well, mate, good luck the remaining two races of the year. Back home to New Zealand. So good luck with that one then. Cannot wait to see the supercars hit Newcastle for the first time. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is. Scotty McLaughlin, the winner of the Gold Coast 600 yesterday, the big race up there on the Gold Coast Shell Feed Power Racing. DJ Team Penske are flying 2 and 3 at the moment. It is the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
The Rush Hour catch-up for the Northeast Mitsubishi Rush In and Rush Out sale. 447 Northeast Road, Hillcrest. northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Spend more time putting pads on than you do at the crease.
He's got him first ball.
It's time to face the music.
LBW first ball.
On the Rush Hour, it's time.
He cannot do anything right with the bat.
For Duck Club.
Five ducks in a row.
Yeah, officially opened last week. And I tell you what, It's a raining ducks at the moment, Juice. So we're getting plenty. Nathan King got dobbed in by his good mate Andrew Miles on Twitter.
Yeah.
Back to back, two in a row. Gives a call, Nath. And we could have put a call out earlier. Dave Bevan sent through a tweet to Bramah Lodge Cricket Club. A player by the name of Jamie Sibbick. Got a duck on Saturday from quite possibly the worst ball I have ever seen. Mm. Quack, quack, Sibs. Yeah, and I reckon we've got Sibs on the line right now, Juice.
G'day, Jamie. Welcome.
Thank you, guys.
So, Sibs, that's your mate Dave, just talking glowingly about the agate you got on the weekend. Talk us through it.
Well, obviously wasn't off the mark yet. The long hop probably was about to bounce a second time.
Oh, dear.
A metre down leg side.
Yep.
Thought I'll just whack this down for four runs, get off the mark.
Yep.
Still don't know how I managed to get a little top edge on it and just ballooned it to square leg.
Dear. One of the worst balls. There you go.
Now,
Sibs, I didn't even watch the guy catch it. I was already walking off.
Sibs, the internal or the barely audible monologue as you walked off speaking to yourself, what were you saying?
Don't break my back.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So it means a bit.
Did you win the game, Jamie? Did the boy...
We're halfway through. The guy at the other end made 192.
Okay. But it's not about the bloke at the other end, Sibs.
It's a team game. Yeah. Team game.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, mate. We appreciate it. Good luck next time at the crease. All right.
Let's go to the Jervois Cricket Club. G'day, Jeff. Jeff.
G'day.
Jeff, you've got one for us for Duck Club.
Yes, I have, mate. I've got a Dob Irish in. his name's Fintan Heaney. He plays for the B grade at Jervois Cricket Club.
Yep.
It's our second game. It was our second game on Saturday, and he got his second golden duck.
where does the Irishman bat, mate?
Well, we tried him opening up in the first game, and he got the golden, so we dropped him down to number 11 on Saturday, and he's gone out with two balls to go and only survived one.
He's got the bookie.
He certainly has got himself the golden. He's got a golden pair, Jeffrey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, all eyes on selection this week. Yeah. What do we do with him?
Where's he go?
Mate, if he wasn't so good behind the wickets, I think he'd be walking.
Oh, that's funny. Pass our best on to him. Yeah. Now, if you touch base in the next day or two, get him to call through because Jars loves nothing more than talking to somebody with an accent.
Okay.
he's certainly got one of those.
Hey, Jeff, what's his demeanour like when he gets out?
He's usually pretty quiet about it. Especially after a golden, he just tries to keep a low profile.
And Jeff, do you guys, what's the rule at your club when you make the golden quack? Do you have to buy some beers or do anything,
pick
or what
up
happens?
The cones or clean the.
You got to pick up the cones.
Okay. Yeah, very nice. Right on, mate. Well, back to back.
Yeah, that's it.
Would have had some Irish for the music if we had decent.
Thanks, Jeff. Ta, mate. Appreciate it. Fintan Heaney. He's leading all comers.
I thought
at the
we had some Irish music. If we had a good bloody bloke on the ball. Just to get in the mood. Celebrate this Irishman getting ducks at both ends.
Can I throw this at you? Can I throw this out? Just, here's the school of thought.
Yes, mate.
When I'm talking, how about you write a little note on a piece of paper, hold it up to Murph, whose fat little finger sometimes can actually get the job done. You're forgetting he's a radio demigod, the bloke over the other side of the panel here.
You know what? That is a fair call.
And he actually could get you something. Yeah. I'll buy the time for the Irish, and you'll come in and you'll look good.
Yeah, that is fair.
No, not you.
I've dropped the ball in front of
goal. Absolutely, mate. You're becoming a lazy footballer radio host. There you go. See?
This is for young Irish at the Jervois Cricket Club.
You could have said the jig is up.
He's got a duck as an opener.
Stop it.
And he's got a duck as number 11.
Yeah, we'll wait for it to go into Afrikaan and then whatever else you got.
His finger on the M's. 104.7 Triple M. Charles and Louis, the rush hour.
I love it. That's AustralianRadioschool.com. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's where you learn that stuff. Right, hey, a couple of things that caught my eye just that have been happening around the world, Charles. Steph Curry, he of... superstar fame of the NBA and Golden State Warriors. He's in a little bit of hot water at the moment. Spat the dummy. Didn't get a call late in the game through the mouth guard in the vicinity of the ref.
Did it hit the ref?
No.
Okay.
He's got form, though. Threw it into the fan, into the crowd last year. Got 25K fine.
Sookie Lala, isn't
A lot of people here over in Australia suggesting that's 10 to 12 weeks.
Oh,
yeah, 10 to 12 weeks in our game because we're at such a level that any sign of dissent... gets just trampled straight on. Yeah. Now, it's actually, people are forgetting, we need villains in sport, Jar. Mm. You need those who take us on the roller coaster, yeah, whether we like them or not. And yeah, he'll get fined. No, yeah, dramas. He got ejected from the game. I reckon that's all, yeah, good. That's, yeah, what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, did Kevin Durant get...
Yeah, he followed suit pretty quickly. They got rock and roll. They did. Not too well at all. And I think same day, first time on the same Cleveland got bounced as well.
Okay.
So those two teams, it's been a long time since on the same day.
You know, if you're going to...
Yeah, but look, this is my point with this one. The whole role model type thing. Mm. And he's got on Twitter since and said, yeah, I've got to be better than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes the pros... There's got to be different rules for the pros. Do you know what I mean? And,
yep,
and I love the way that, yeah, if you're going to behave like a spoiled little brat, you get ejected, you'll get a fine. That's enough, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, you don't need to be getting weeks for that.
If this was local basketball tonight, and a player, a player gives his mouth guard and he throws it in the vicinity of a ref tonight in one of the local basketball stadiums around town, what will happen to that basketball?
You get tech foul and you get sent off.
He just gets sent off.
Ejected. What, do you want more? I don't think it should happen at lower levels. I think there's two sets of rules. Mm. I've always said this to you. Pros and amateurs. And we've got to learn to separate the two. I know everybody says, oh, kids copy and do all this sort of stuff, but it's not about that. Sometimes they're the pros. They do. They play by different rules.
Mm.
And we should allow it. How's this one? You're going to love this.
Okay.
Finish off on a nice note.
Right
on. Venice Marathon, probably don't sniff on air.
Oh, I've got an itchy nut.
Yeah, I know. We know that, but just into the microphone.
This is a funny story.
Right, so check this out. In the Venice Marathon, which I would imagine would be very picturesque. Very
beautiful,
picturesque,
they tell me.
The leading six runners took a wrong turn after they followed the motorbike off the course at the 25K stage.
Davey.
Which then allowed the Italian Eyob Faniel.
Yeah.
Who runs for the local Venice Marathon Club. He was about a minute behind at the stage. It took them about 2 minutes to get back onto the course all up. And he's just swanned on through Bradbury style and says, oh, I'm taking it from me. He becomes the first Italian to win the Venice Marathon in 22 years, all thanks to the boys just being like sheep,
name a
following the motorbike.
Yeah, there you go.
The biker.
Yeah.
Buddy, bikies can't get anything right.
No. Oh, how embarrassing.
God.
How embarrassing.
Just had a quick idea for you.
You've always got ideas.
You call me Lulu.
Yeah, and you call me about 10 names.
Yeah, choose. Yeah, all terms of endearment.
Elite.
Just had an idea. Remember Buddha Hocking?
The Bud.
Yeah, who's now at Collingwood. Congrats to Bud too. And loves his Triple M rock music too.
Well done,
Bud.
Yeah.
Remember when he for the cash, changed his name to Whiskers for a week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, to try and save his footy club in financial dire straits.
Here's what I'm prepared to do for Murph.
Don't tell me.
Right, because we've gone back-to-back quizzes, and we're doubling down tomorrow on Two Grand Tuesday.
Okay. So, Murph?
Now it'll take the considerations of the following organisations, which I'm going to bring in unprompted and unscripted. So, feel no pressure, but I'm just here. You know how you call me Lulu?
Yeah.
I should change my name to Lululemon for the day or the week on air.
Right.
In a return for some kind of sum that allow us to get us out of this hole we're in right now.
Do you want me to ring Mitch from Lululemon?
Not even that. I mean, if anyone's from Lululemon listening.
That's not bad.
I'm prepared to do that to save
Sean Craig Murphy's credibility and job.
My compadre, who has been an icon.
Mm. He has.
Of the radio industry.
But he's not in the Hall of Fame, though.
Yeah, but right now he sits on the precipice of just finding himself out the back door. And I would be prepared with the help of our good friends at Lululemon. If they want to go down that path, I would do that. You?
I'm fine.
We need 6 months to get through your notes and the clientele. But just an idea, Murph.
Well done.
I like it.
Well done,
in case the meeting with the bosses tomorrow doesn't go well.
Murph. All right, Sean.
Good luck.
All the best, Sean.
Triple M's catch-up is coming up next. The best of Ruined Us for Breakfast. And, of course, the best of the Rush Hour.
Can we say with any confidence that you'll be back tomorrow?
No.